to be outside with someone working and not help them.
No, I can't do that. That's why I have to leave when somebody's working inside my house. Yes. I can't stand that. I feel so, I
agree with it, yeah.
So I'm going to call the meeting to order at 5:30 PM. And I'll make a note that the date says February 12th and it's May 14th at the top of the document.
Okay, thank you. What observation?
And I'll be the chair this evening because Ms. Cummings can't be here.
Correct.
And she's absent.
And we welcome Sarah for her first meeting.
And we also welcome the new Public Works Director, Mr. Harwell.
Thank you.
Indeed.
So anything you want to add to what you've already told us?
No, just I'm excited to work with council and all the chairs that I'll be involved with, and I hope that we can be productive.
Yes.
Okay, so
I regret I won't be here to keep on doing this, but duty calls.
Yep.
So discussion on the pool. We haven't had a meeting in 6 months, so I'm completely in the dark. I haven't spoken with Caitlin, but in passing, in months. So just going back to the old business, there's the whole issue of hiring a pool manager and lifeguards. I understand that they have hired a pool manager. Josh, he's a very
Josh
young
is,
man.
Josh is part of our parks and our parks department within Public Works, and he's got his certifications for his pool maintenance. He's also certified in certifying lifeguards.
Oh, so he can train.
Lifeguard trainer. So he's going to be doing that. I know there's a few lifeguards that have applied that were returning lifeguards that needed to get recertified. So they're in the process of doing that. They started that process last Sunday. They weren't able to do any pool work though because of the weather, but they did most of their work that they needed to do outside. So I don't know if they've scheduled the second half of that, but they are going to be doing that. We had some interviews last Thursday. So we interviewed some lifeguards that were very good candidates. All of those were returning lifeguards. Our plan for now is to open the 24th, I believe, is the Friday before Memorial Day. Is that correct?
That sounds right.
Okay,
yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so that's the plan, and everything is going smoothly, and we don't foresee any issues with that happening.
And do you have people scheduled to take tickets or sell tickets?
Those will be the lifeguards themselves. They'll do a rotation where they're actually lifeguarding. When they come into the office, that's when they'll be able to do that. So.
Same hours as
last year.
Yes. And I know that the bloomers are talking about we want 2 palm trees and colourful umbrellas over tables at one end of the pool. And I believe you weren't totally sceptical of what we wanted, and I gather that Josh says, I'll water them, no problem.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to be coming to you, hopefully, to gussy up the pond.
Absolutely, that's fine. Yeah, that's what the Parks Department is there for, is to maintain those.
Good. And you already have the funding?
The
bloomers will
pay
for it.
Okay.
I think
always ask Uncle Sloan and Aunt Danielle too.
No. This is the bloomers. I'm afraid I've decided that the bloomers have been very stingy about spending their money.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we were all so gung-ho at having earned $6,000 on the garden tour last year, we were all thinking, oh, this is lovely. Well, what are we going to spend it on? Well, do we have to spend it? Yes! So, anyway, we're stepping up. We're spending our money.
Okay. Anything else about the pool?
Not that I know of.
No.
and everything's been functioning fine with the solar heating, and I know there's some issues ironing that out.
They're functioning correctly and as efficiently as they are going to be. I mean, it's,
okay.
So
wait a minute, what does that mean?
Do they work?
Oh, they work. Is
the water going to be warm?
That I couldn't tell you. They work. They'll heat. But we're in a higher elevation, and so we'll heat it up as much as we can.
Oh, is that right? Because I mean, last year they were thrilled to bits with themselves.
Good.
That it was always at the right temperature.
There is no
issue.
It
took a while.
So you? Oh, did it?
Mm-hmm. But I did. Yeah.
I think they had to dial it all in, and
there are no issues.
I sense skepticism here.
Well, I like my water a little bit warmer, so that's why I say that.
Okay.
I mean, some people, they get it warmed up and it's cold. It's for me.
Just swim faster.
Yeah.
So, move on to the parks update?
Yes.
The only thing I've noticed differently was that did Bisbee Bloomers change the plantings in front of the pool? I noticed that at, I noticed that the other day when I was at the park with my dogs, so.
Oh, wait a minute. They were really happy because something had come back. The petunias had come back. So
they must have been planted last year.
Yes.
Okay, I guess it had been a while since I had been up there. So, I'm not really aware of anything. The volleyball court's being used, the pickleball court's being used, the basketball court's being used. That's all I really know. And then there was something about discussing of plantings at Grassy Park. Again, I have no idea.
Again, that's the Bisbee Bloomers.
Okay.
Who are giving $200 to the Parks Department to plant annuals in Grassy Park so that it looks a bit more colourful through the summer.
In that back area that's kind of fenced off?
Apparently so.
Okay. Do we ever know what happened with that statue that the lady had cast in?
Oh, that was on the Vista, wasn't it? Wasn't
no,
that?
No, it was going into Grassy Park.
Where was it? I don't know.
She just kind of was left dangling, last I heard.
I'm sorry, I have...
I think she got lost in the shuffle when between Andy and Dwayne and all that sort of stuff. And now
have you heard anything about her?
A statue?
Statue in
no,
it's been. It has, you're quite right, it's been going on for years, this conversation.
Like a year and a half or something like that.
Yes.
I want to say September of last year. It was at the old City Hall when she first
brought
it.
Are there minutes kept?
Yes.
So that you could look back at minutes? And
I guess we could. Lorena does it from the.
There was
I wonder if you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was in a committee meeting, the Parks Committee meeting. Right?
Yes. This woman,
several.
How long ago?
The last minutes. It will be in the last minutes because we discussed it every single time.
I have the action agenda from November 13th. Is that possibly
on there? But I want to say it originally came up, maybe in. It was before, it was at the old City Hall when it first came up. So, whatever.
So, nothing in November 13th. And then I have one here from August 14th.
It will have been discussed at both of those meetings.
No, I just feel bad for that woman because she actually followed the process
and
she spent a considerable amount of her own money. Having that statue cast.
Don't even know who it is.
I forget her name.
I don't see anything in these, so I'll
could
go
you
back
just,
and look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
Thank you. Yes, it was always sort of pushed to one side. We all said that it was too bad, or oh yes, or.
Well, it wasn't that. We were like, oh, everyone has to follow the process, because other people were getting things shoved through. And so we wanted to make everyone follow the process, and she did, and...
Nothing happened.
So this was a statue that she was supposed to...
That she has
made.
Made, and it was supposed to... With the intent of putting it, I thought, in Vista Park.
Oh, it was in
Grassy Park. And it's just sort of never...
Yeah, the city was just going to install a pedestal for it, I believe, and she was going to, I believe, even arrange for everything else. I don't know if the city was going to install it or she had
arranged.
Have
we forgotten her name? I'm sure Kaylin can fill this in.
Mm-hmm. I'm just
Ordway,
curious.
Or... yes. And it's from Andy Heretic days.
Yes, the olden days.
Okay, I'll look into that and see if I can find where that's at.
Thank you. The other thing about, I'm ahead of myself, parks budget.
But I don't have anything else to say about the parks.
Am I dreaming things nowadays? I seem to remember a memo or an email from someone who suggested that the pool budget was missing $120,000+. And there was nothing suggested that was bad about it. It was just that it had got put in another... Am I dreaming? No, I'm not dreaming. I've seen something about it, that it got put in an... It was definitely for the pool and it had got put in another part of the city budget. No one was suggesting that someone had stolen it for their, you know, bit of the budget, but... Kaylin was very anxious that it be sorted and acknowledged to be the pool money rather than
just general
fund.
Do you know where that money was generated from? No?
Oh, I think...
Was it...
Wouldn't it have been fundraising for the pool?
Let me grab my book and see, my budget book, and
see
if I see something.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever made that much.
No, but I mean, it could have been the accumulated money, but...
Sorry.
I don't know,
sorry,
like they've always been...
I should have asked Kaylin immediately about it.
That might just be from the parks budget, period, because I can't ever think of the pool having that, you know, they're always, are we going to be able to open the pool this year, so...
Well, let's see if I see something in here. Let's see here. Miscellaneous donations. Oh. So there's... I have within miscellaneous donations, and I don't know if that could be something, but I have within miscellaneous donations for parks and recreation, there's... $250,000 there.
That's almost all dedicated to the things at Vista Park, I believe.
Okay.
That's
anything
that's
else?
That's the Boucher thing, probably.
Anything else in there that could be for the pool? Let me go to the actual budget parks.
Again, if you would like me to, I will. Email Kaylin this evening.
Sure.
About it and say, I'm sure I have it wrong. Maybe I've been dreaming.
Pool.
I dreamt about two mountain lions last night.
You're talking to the neighbor.
So within the actual swimming pool budget, the entire budget was $92,140. So. That definitely, there's nothing within that.
Within that. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up.
No, it's a discussion.
I will email Kaylin and let you know what she said, or she will maybe send an email to us correcting me.
Okay.
So anything else regarding that? So, and then... discussion on my resignation, I guess I could have just sent an email and no need to discuss
well,
anything.
Certainly
and
that's
everybody
what
knew.
Did, yes.
No, and
yes,
everybody.
Yes, we've been expecting it. So,
so I tried to give everyone notice so we could find someone to. I think poor Mr. Cummings is going to have to step in temporarily.
Has he done it before?
Mm-hmm.
Has he really?
And they wouldn't. Well, I don't know if it was Kaylin or everybody else that wouldn't let him off. It's probably Kaylin. So.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
Nepotism is.
I replaced him.
Ah, okay. Well, we've certainly got to go and get more.
Kaylin's the one with all the
the connections, and she has all the volunteer bank in her head. So I really can't think of anyone off the top of my head, or I would have sent them your way.
We can think, get together and think about that.
Yes, I'm ashamed that I haven't thought about it, to tell you the truth. It just never occurred to me to think who...
Well, I think we would have, if we had had our February meeting, we would have kept that, that idea going. So no need to really discuss that. It's, we already know it was happening.
Yeah. Anyway, we accept it.
I won't be physically present, so...
No. It doesn't really matter whether we...
I mean, I would be willing to come down for the June meeting.
Don't worry about it.
But
we will get someone else.
So, and then old business, and now I'm looking back at the agenda for February and their discussion of flute player, and that's the statue. The statue of the flute player.
I don't know.
So,
flute player statue? Okay, I call it up.
Flute player. And then what is happening at Wichuka Terrace School, which is the old middle school in San Jose?
Well, the library annex is
there. I saw that, but...
And I thought that the science center was moving there.
I heard that yesterday.
They were at the ice cream social on Friday evening. I don't know if they're not going to have something downtown. In Old Bisbee, or if they're having an annex. I think it's also going to be there.
I had understood that it was both places, the science lab thing.
But I know that the library is very thrilled about that, because they can partner in a lot of things with the kids in the area.
But no discussion of playground equipment or running paths or anything?
Well, the kind of was... last year, when the Parks and Rec, the Bouchevets, had very kindly given a lot of money for the sort of kiddie area in Vista Park. Vista Park, and also they're going to put a pavilion up by the Rose Garden, and they put the bocce courts in. Which was a sort of lump thing that they wanted to do. And I know at that time it was suggested that they wanted to do this every year for a different park. And it was suggested that San Jose might be the...
next logical.
The receptor of...
I think, to me, that means they should have gotten all the park stuff initially. I think that's where almost all the children live nowadays.
Yes.
And so, they were playing out... in the back where they were having the ice cream social, and they were just running around. There was nothing for them to do. But they mentioned, it was really good to see kids running around back there, but there wasn't anything for them. So.
I recall that was what was going to happen.
No, and the school had already agreed to, the school district had agreed to lease the property to the city, you know, for a dollar a year for 99 years or something like that.
The thing I don't understand is, when we got this incredibly generous gift for Vista Park last year, it was sort of decided, the Bouchevets had approached the mayor, and then we were asked if we would accept it, and of course the answer was fabulous, yes. Is this what's going to happen? My question was, is this what's going to happen this year? That the Bouchevets are going to talk to the mayor about what was needed in San Jose, possibly in what used to be the San Jose playground, and then they'd come to us for
a rubber stamp.
I just don't know what has been decided or what will be decided. Obviously, we don't want to interfere if the Bouchevets like to speak to the mayor first and then have the mayor present it to us. I don't know.
But it'd be nice to have a committee member or two walking out there with them.
It would be lovely.
Just because were you on the committee when they came to the They made the Vista donation, and
yes.
I suggested we have a public meeting.
Correct.
And I was kind of poo-pooed, but we had one anyways,
had
and instead there
meeting.
Were
yes,
30 people who showed up.
Who showed up, who were interested,
mm-hmm.
who had ideas, and who were glad to have been consulted.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's my, I mean, you know, you can, of course they're going to be happy about it, but maybe they have a better suggestion, or, oh my God, don't do that, that
I
we had
agree,
that 20 years ago.
I quite agree.
Just, you know, we don't have to agree with, I think people just feel more validated when they're included in the process.
Quite agree.
So.
So we really don't know. We're hoping that we will, obviously we're hoping that we get that sort of donation. I mean, it was a phenomenal one.
Mm.
But at this stage, we can only hope it's going to happen because, as I say, we were presented with it having happened almost.
Mm.
So you know as little as we do.
Yeah.
I have you any suggestions as to how we can ask? I mean, we don't want to go, are you going to give the same money this year, you know, for something else? But
I don't. I can look into and see what happened. And
can you
yeah.
mention it to the mayor?
Yes, absolutely.
Should we be, you know?
And we certainly don't want to alienate the Boucheries because without them, our playgrounds would look like that.
This.
You
yes.
know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway. So.
They may not even know that San Jose would be a possibility.
Well, no, she came
oh,
and
she
spoke
know?
At the November meeting, I believe, because she was under the impression that we were being kept in the loop, Mrs. Boucheret.
Well, that was right, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably in the November minutes.
In November
okay.
minutes, but no, I think she
That's
was kind
right.
of shocked.
That
she
hadn't been
mm-hmm,
kept
she
in
had
the loop.
Been
yes.
kind of led astray by Mr. Hedrick, I think.
Right.
And discussion of the flute player, we already went through that, and more trees at Vista Park. I know we've been talking about this on and off, but we couldn't acquire them at a reasonable price.
At
and,
the right time of year.
And with the maintenance, and that was the issue,
okay.
I think, was the maintenance. You know,
as the actual
city watering room. And or hooking up an irrigation system.
Whoa, how nice of you to worry. No, I don't believe
no,
any of
no.
us have a dog.
Okay. We don't know whose it is then.
Well,
okay.
we have dogs, but not
okay.
I wouldn't leave
thank you.
In the car.
All right, thank you.
Hmm. So that's
unless
still...
Jeff followed you out.
No. He's in his little crate.
So that's still kind of up in the air, the whole tree
yep.
thing. We need to acquire
yes.
money to... pay someone to water them and put in the irrigation system.
Well, I think
in.
Once again, the Bloomers had suggested buying more trees
mm-hmm.
Out of our
like low maintenance
princely
kind of.
Budget. Yeah, I think desert willows or mesquites.
Oh, okay.
I think the only someone suggested eucalyptus, and we shot them down.
No, they take way too much water.
Oh, please. You're my man.
Please,
you're
no.
my man. I couldn't believe it. But we have people here from California who just
oh,
think
why can't
eucalyptus.
You just,
and,
yeah, and plant it.
Yeah.
But make it all green and verdant,
yes,
too.
Yes, exactly right. The only thing we thought of, deciduous-wise, was apparently there's an Arizona ash,
mm-hmm.
Which is deciduous, so it would... allow the sunshine to come through onto the bocce courts, if I'm pronouncing that right,
mm-hmm.
bocce courts, in the winter, but it would shade people sitting on the benches watching the games in the summer. And I thought that was rather a nice idea, and apparently I looked into it, and apparently there are some quite nice hybrids that are coming in of the Arizona ash, which are less water dependent and faster growing. So I know nothing, I defer to you if...
I don't know anything about
no.
those either.
Okay. We'll ask people who do.
Okay.
And,
more
so
trees are better. I've been
absolutely.
Looking into this for over a year, trying to get free trees from USDA and things like
ah,
that.
Okay, this is totally off subject, but the Bisbee Bloomers have scored. We have scored a young man, JJ Flores, who is an orchid grower. He's an orchid expert. He knows just about, you should see his house, it's full of orchids all over that he propagates, etc. And he has a wonderful inn with Lowe's garden centre, because he's gone there so often that he's known that whenever they see interesting trees come in, they invite him to come and look at them. So now he's on the Bisbee Bloomers board, he will act as our intercession person. Yes, there you go. So we're hopeful that we will get some nice trees.
Is there anything else in the room?
Sarah, anything you would like to see discussed?
No, yeah. I'm a newbie right now.
No, and usually there's a bit more discussion because we have Ms. Hansen here and we have a full complement of people.
Yeah.
So, and unfortunately we lost two.
Yes, yeah, there's one thing I did need to mention that wasn't on our agenda is that we did receive a email and a resignation letter from Deborah Crowe.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure that we put that on the record.
Okay. If anyone has to vote to accept it, I vote to accept it. I mean,
I don't know that we have to. I mean, maybe if you
we just all say yes, we agree.
Yeah. Yeah. You can put just a motion for it, then someone second it, and we vote on it. Just to
I move sure. that we accept the resignations of both Deborah Crowe and Peyton Dean.
Well, I guess I'll second it.
There you go. Yes, that's it. So, done.
So, all in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah. All opposed? I think that's how Caitlin would do it.
Yes. Good. So, have you anything else that you would like
no,
to see
that's
Parks
the only thing.
And Rec do?
Right now, I am still in the process of learning our processes and how the city works. And so right now, I'm just still getting used to everything.
I'm sure you are, yes. And we would love to be I will speak now for the rest of the board, which is Caitlin, really. And we would love to be more useful.
Okay.
We have felt, I think, I speak for you also,
mm-hmm.
we have acted as a kind of rubber stamp.
Mm-hmm.
That proposals have been brought in and we've said, oh, that sounds wonderful, yes, great, or a subject comes up the pool and you in future or will tell us what's happening at the pool and we said, oh, that sounds wonderful, yes, have you got what you need? We are not an active board. Maybe we're not supposed to be. Maybe we're not a board. Maybe
we're a committee.
We're a committee.
Here to
advisory committee.
But it's nice to be kept in the loop.
Yes, we would love to be kept in the loop. We would love to be useful.
And to include the public more in the loop too, I think.
To
include the public a bit more when needed.
Yes.
Yeah. Is the public invited to the
absolutely
meeting? Oh yes, normally it was held at the where the city council would always hold
mm-hmm.
their meetings, and very rare anyone would show up, but when we did have that one public meeting,
yeah.
I mean, we had there was 25 or 30 people.
Yes.
In fact, we even gained a member out of that.
We
gained Deborah Crowe.
Yeah.
After that meeting,
yeah, these meetings are open meetings and they're posted.
Okay.
You follow open meeting law.
So again, just know that we would love to be useful, or if we aren't useful, don't keep us going. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes,
I mean,
I do.
We have no.
The advisory committee is part. I mean, I think
it's
all
rules.
It's part.
It's
of
the rules. Okay.
Yeah, I think
so. Use us.
I will.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
No, I'd love to be out there. You know, I had offered to Caitlin to replant all that front.
Yes.
Front bit in front of the pool, and
yep.
She never called. So.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you probably have. She knows people, so. So unless anyone has anything else, I move that we adjourn this meeting.
That's a great idea.
At 6 o'clock.
Okay.
I think there has to be a.
I second.
Second, and then a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
So usually our meetings are a bit more detailed, but we have one new member.
Yes, we have one new member. Joan isn't here to put this